Or Tosfot Shvat Tu B'Shvat, a little about Bracha Achrona of Bracha Mein Sheva. Okay, so I guess we'll cover Tu B'Shvat. We'll say a few words here. The tour in our Chaim Siman Reish Ches says in the Nusach of Me'ein Sholosh that you say, whether it's Al HaMichir, Al HaPeiros, or Al Pri HaGefen, V'yesh Omrim, the Torah says, some add, he has the Nusach HaBracha here, and he says, V'yesh Omrim, some say, also, V'nochal mi Pirya, V'nizba mi Tuva. You're talking about the Minim, Shinishtabcha ben Eretz Yisrael. So some say, V'nochal mi Pirya, V'nizba mi Tuva, which we gradually say in our Nusach. But the Torah says that V'ein la Omro, you should not say it, because the implication is that you want to eat the fruit and you want to enjoy the good of the land. Ein lachmod ha'oretz bishvil piryo v'tuva el l'kayim mitzvos ha'tluyim ba. It's really a lashon ha'gemara with Moshe Rabbeinu. So kaponim, he says that the words v'nochal mipiryo v'nitzvos mituva is not appropriate and you shouldn't say it. So the Bach says as follows, Tema. What's wrong with it? It's a wonderful thing to say. Hello, Kedusha Sa'aretz, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, where we live in. Hanishpas ba, the Kedusha Sa'aretz al Yona hinishpas. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is, the Kedusha that it has is received from the equivalent Mokom in Shemayim, with Kedusha Sa'aretz al Yona, he calls it. So the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Lamata, is Mushpa from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Lamala. And it has an effect, Gam b'peiro secha, sheyonkim mekedushas hashchina, so that kedusha is embedded in the ground, in the soil, in the earth, and the peiros that grow from it are also, have yonika mekedushas hashchina, hashochenas bekerav ha'aretz. Then he goes on to say, that's why the psukim warn against being metame ha'aretz, because yutaka causing a siluk shchina from the aretz. He goes on in that vein, and then he says, "Ve'ato ba'ochlam ve'al keinicha." Therefore, it's very good. Shanu machnisim v'bracha zu to say in the bracha v'nochal mipiryah v'nizba mituva, because that's what we anticipate and hope for. That ba'achilas peiroseha anu nizoinim mikdushas hashchina u'mitoharasa v'nizba mituvasa. So that's what the Bach says. So it's a very good lesson for Tu B'Shvat. You're eating Paris Eretz as well, I hope. I hope you're not eating imported fruit. That would be pretty funny. In a different sense of the word funny. So if you eat the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, so you have this. Maybe some of you are thinking to yourself, but the one was Moshe Rabbeinu, said, V'chi lechol mipiryo, it's the lesson by Moshe Rabbeinu. So perhaps you could say that Moshe Rabbeinu was already so close with the Shekhinah, he was Kamal Malach, the closest thing to a Malach that a person could be, the Rambam says. So Alts Nenem Yuziv HaShekhinah, he certainly didn't have to go into Eretz Yisrael. He had that Bechina just existing. So for him, you have to come on to the specific mitzvahs, and Lechol Mipiryo V'Lesvah Mituva would not have been enough. Okay. Good for today.